Okay, Rabbi, we continue now with the Inyanim Beis Hashem of Boreh. Now, again, we've said it about 15 times, at least. I do start sounding like a broken record with the Inyanim of Boreh.
Basically, I think he smells House of Shabbos. Instead of feeding the napkin out the cup, he just took the cup, pulled the napkin out, goes back in. Was that just
is that Shaila Bo? You're asking a very good question.
Was that was he that idea? Because why did I do that? Because it's just like doing that.
No idea why he did that. I can't answer him for you. But the question is that considered Bo or not? We'll see about in a minute what's considered
the Bo. Okay,
okay, well, so let's go again. So, but listen up, clear. This is going to be Gishmak. What's going to be the joy? We know Bo means when you have two different meanings. And they are mixed together. Today's shiur, we are going to be discussing those exact points, which is probably the most complicated and probably the most agar point of Hilchos Boreh. So now, what does it mean? Two minim, what does it mean? A mixture. Now, once you have two minim and a mixture, we know that in order not to be Boreh, it has to be biyad, miyad, good from bad. We say, miyad means immediate usage only. If you're doing it for later, it's chayav doraisa. We said if you do it with a kli, like a peeler, or like a strainer, it's a minatoira. We said also the good from the bad, but if you take the bad from the good, it's value asa. You need all three tonight. Or what if people get mixed up? You need all three tonight. If you're missing one tonight, out the window. So the shayla that we have to deal with is, how do you make a shayla for you? How is it that you have in front of you something which is shayach to the Hilchos Boreh? So we know already, min echad, we're going to say, Boreh, no Boreh. No Boreh. Min echad, we said, for example, you should give it a fresh, how about you have a polka and a piece of white? Right, the top and the bottom of the chicken. Is that two meaning or one meaning? Is that going to be Boreh or no Boreh?
Same thing.
Oh, very good, Baruch Hashem. Same thing. Beautiful. If you have, for example, yeah, start giving up. That's the time, give me 200 shekels, I'll start giving up. Everyone else has the question, 5, 10, 20. Ah, think about the
card.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got a spare like that. Anyway, let's go. Now the kids out. Okay, so what's considered two meaning, Rabbi Isai? What's considered two meaning? This is one of the biggest and most important things that we have to know. There are three things that could develop something to be a different min to something else. Number one, if it has a different name. Number two, if it has a different taste. And number three, if it has a different function. So let's go number one. If it's got a different name, right? So for example, if you have gefilte fish and you have salmon, it's probably two different things. Why? Two different names. An apple and an orange. Probably two different things. Something where the name is different, a fork and a knife, they're two different things. Since they're mixed up together, you have a mixture of two meaning equals Boreh. Okay. That's the case, let's go back to it. Number two, taste.
Let's say I have an olive, olive juice inside it.
Right, so the juice and the olives are two different things, and therefore it's a problem. Now we'll speak a couple, there's a head with the juice. Huh?
The juice comes from olive.
No, no, no. What you're asking, very good. You're saying it's not a mixture, Bachal. You're saying that the olive is not mixed with the juice. Oh, very good. We'll get to that. We didn't expect it any last time, but we'll say it again a little bit more this time. There's anything good for the bad. That's going to be okay.
It can be either one of these three, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Correct. Correct. Either one of these three. Yeah, that's be good. That's good. Okay, I say taste. If you have a piece of cooked chicken and roast chicken, one min or two min? Cooked chicken, roast chicken.
So you didn't say one min.
Is it two different names, two different tastes, or two different functions?
It has two different
tastes.
Two different tastes.
I don't know the difference
between cooked and roast.
No, but it tastes
different.
What's
different?
I don't
know. No, but you know. It's a pleasure. You're an intelligent yeet. And you know that there is enough to be enough if you put something in the oven or put it into a pan. This is all part.
We never knew that, I promise you.
Serious? Get more in the kitchen, Mr. Fletcher. Get more in the kitchen. Right, Simcha?
That's why I'm going to have to
take my
wife in
the morning. Who are thinking about inside? You have two candies. Strawberry candy and an orange candy in a bowl and they are mixed up together. These are two medium. Why are they two medium? Two different tastes. You have a sour apple and a sweet apple. Anything that has two different tastes equals tarugas. It equals a mixture of two different things.
So,
if you take a strawberry candy to put into my pocket for later, I did an Issa Mina Atoira Alam Chai Sila. What's up, Shat? Because I did good from bad, and I did it Biyad.
But I missed Miyad.
And therefore it's about, however, the offering of strawberry candies. Oh, like Rabbi Yishai said, if I hold a whole bunch of candies, and the wrapper is different, but the eggs are candies.
I need it first.
Again?
I take it.
Ah, we need you right now, that's beautiful. That's what's up.
Oh. Go ahead. What's
Biyad means with your hand or with a fork. Mashaykin, you can't use a Kleenex, you have, for example, a sieve or a strainer or a peeler. He's a real butter instrument.
Rabbi, let's say it is boring. And let's say there's a cantaloupe.
Right.
There's a melon.
Right.
What's it called? Those?
Yeah. Different taste. Different taste.
So you take it out, you take it and you walk and you take something else. You wait a few minutes and you eat it.
Why are you waiting a few minutes?
Because you have to like find a seed to sit down.
Ah, that must have, let's call me out.
Yes, you have some past them first. Yes, you don't boil your shabbos on shabbos. But yeah, it's still in the pot boiled.
Right.
And you can't sit out.
Well, let's say you have to go to
sit it. Awesome. We know why, because the water and the pasta is mixed up. Two different things, and you're using a cleat to separate.
Pour the water out.
Let's say you have to go to the bathroom.
Again.
Let's say you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Next, a function.
What's going on?
How is the function, Rabbi Sai? A fork and a knife. Rabbi Sai, two meaning, right?
Yeah.
Because a fork and a knife are two different functions. Rabbi Sai, a big plate and a small plate. Two different meanings. Rabbi Sai, a function of a Shabbos shirt and a weekday shirt.
Oh.
And you put them right next to each other, a whole bunch of shirts he has in the cupboard over there, right? Weekday, Shabbos, weekday, whatever it's got. Now that's called a mixture. Why? Two different things, because the weekday Shabbos is not used on the Shabbos on the weekday.
Big plate and small plate, same function.
No, two different functions. One is for the dirt, one is for the main course. It's a different function. It's a bada, it's a bada. I have like 400,000 examples, by the way, the picture here. I'll show you soon. I've gone through like every example. We'll see about the mixture, what to do over there. Is this somebody say clear? Name, taste, function. If anything differs in name, taste, or function equals two meaning. And if you have two meaning, what does it make? Burger! Let me get back to you, Rabbi Yisai.
So, what's
separating? Then therefore, we'll be asked to separate
it.
It's not for me yet.
So, three.
You need good from bad. Miyat, biyat.
Good from bad.
Right. But if it's one meaning.
Bad from good, not bad from good.
No, bad from good is always awesome. Right?
Ah.
Very good. Dilemma, Mr. Fletcher, if you have only one min, if you've got a whole bunch of forks. It's a bunch of water, right? Why? Because one min? One min is water.
Okay. Different colors, different shades?
Different colors depends on if it's got a different usage. Like a blue shirt, a green shirt. I wear my blue shirt for this, for a bar mitzvah. I wear my green shirt for something else.
Wire tie, different meaning.
Rabbi.
Oh, because this is my nice Shabbos tie, this is my weekday tie, this is my Yom Tov tie.
You have a whole bunch of Shabbos ties.
The difference is they've got a different name. There's a different dye. This is a green dye, it's a blue dye, it's a different function.
Maybe colors.
Yeah, it does a different.
Maybe
so.
What if I have a
sweater
on top of an
American Eagle?
Right. And then take the
hour
flat
on the
sweater.
That's going to be the
same. That will be the same. Why is
that? Not going to say that, that's okay, because it's not mixed up. It's not mixed up, that'll be okay.
Why do you like skimming through it? Looking for
it? I think we have to. You guys are lucky. Let's go. Okay. Next. More food for the oil. You guys, you made it this time.
For
what?
You didn't know?
Okay.
You
guys
got
too much
food.
Sometimes. Rabbi Sai, I have an unbelievable question for the oil. You have a box of matzah. In this box of matzah, you have whole matzahs and half matzahs. What's that all?
Different functions.
Oh, why did it function?
It's not a solid.
Oh, God, it's a matzah, it's beautiful! If you have a whole matzah and you have a half matzah, oh. What does it mean? You have two different functions! Because one can be used for lechemisha, the other can be used for lechemisha. There, you've got a boyish shine over here.
Why? Same taste.
No, it's different function! One can be used for lechemisha, one cannot!
That
do. Right, I would have tied to it if it was my
name! Same names! What can you use for lechemisha? You can eat it!
Function. That was the third one. Function.
Right.
Just give me you.
Function.
Who said that it's function?
What do you mean it's function? I cannot use it for the commission anymore. That means it has a different function as the other one, that's all.
But I couldn't eat it afterwards.
But you can eat it. But you can eat strawberry and banana also. Yeah. And not more of us. Strawberry is better now. I want strawberry. I want banana. I want a whole muscle right now. I don't want a whole muscle. Now, I'll tell you what's bothering you. I will tell you what's bothering you. I discussed with Robert Orbach later. And I said, hold on a minute. Bish, my Robert Shas, let her a whole one. Oh. Like a whole one is quadruple, and half is not. Oh, but what happened during the meal when I wanted to get muffin, eat muffin, eat muffin? Is that not coming in with all of them? No. Then it was muffin to me. Then
you know what?
Ah, only a shower when it comes to the
nechamim. No, only the shower. Nechamim is not like that.
Every meal, you don't want to break the shower. Eh?
Why not?
Because you want to say
that. Hanami, that's a chesed that I have. Oh, but etzem, is it the same thing? Does it have any enough gemina on during the suda? No. No, but there are sometimes the mutter that can be fish and both.
If I'm cutting a cake, I know fish and cheesecake.
That's okay. Because it's not a mixture, you're not separating a mixture. Okay, what am I saying? Next! Next time we'll die! Ooh, wow, there's so many different things I've been.
What if it's, what's it called? A fruit that has different, like, let's say, a pie that's like different, like.
Philip, you're not separating which? You're separating one thing from another thing? Right, it's two different things. Okay, what am I saying? So this is what I'm going to say. Different colors, different shirts, different ties, different socks, all different situations. These are called two meanings. Two meaning equals. Follow that.
Theoretically,
like
you need pizza, you're
not
like, you can't take
with
the onions.
Right, exactly, because it's mixed with the cheese. Beautiful, Rabbi Shai. Now, Rabbi Shai, you want to play chess. Now, if you want to play chess, there's all different pieces of the chessboard. Are you allowed, someone asked me about it today, said he was playing a game with his child on Shabbos, and he said that his child was green, and he was blue, and he wanted to separate them, it was all mixed up. Is it allowed to separate them? They're both good, but it has to be for me, yeah, right?
Green and blue chess?
Wait, that's
better than playing a board game.
Right, so
if it has to be
me, yeah,
so
you have to leave in the
car
until you need that piece
on the board. No, you're separating in order to play now, so I need it right now, right?
You need that piece right now.
You don't need it right now. I need to prepare the game, like I need to wait for a student to prepare the game. My voice is a clear. People do not know this, Mr. Fletcher, this is a born kasha. I got asked this question today, you should know about it today, a lot of Polish guys came to me, I have no idea why. But today, the Chavrusa, Rabbi said, listen to this clearly, the Chavrusa from Avraham Yeshua of Brisk, the Chavrusa, a very harsh Yid, came to me today, and he asked me this question. He asked his English better,
actually.
No, he asked me like this. He says, what happens, Rabbi, this is so negative, when you have, for example, a mixture of toys, a mixture of all sorts of things, and you want to separate each one, not to use one now, one later, to use them both later. For example, I have all your toys, and the cars go in this box, and the cards go there, the puzzles go there, I want to separate everything. Mutter Asa. So he told me, he thinks it's mutter. Why? Because he told me, there's no good, there's no bad. So you have to be good and bad. And also, there's no good and there's no bad.
There's no good.
This one doesn't go here, so it's bad for this box. This one does not go here, so it's bad for this box.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Rabbi Sal, I'll tell you better, this is the Prima Golden. The Prima Golden brings down the beginning of the Bela Chanshinya test, says the Mechafetz Chaim, that even though the Prima Golden wanted to be Mekel, and say it's Mutter because it's no good in his birth, Abba Zut Mechafetz Chaim is out the Gala! Why? Because you know what point is? To select and separate each one. Did I make a tikkun?
I made a tikkun.
That's awesome. Matter ain't in the waistline. What we discussed at the beginning when you have a sink, and in the sink you have a strainer to make sure all the carrots don't go down. Why is that water? I am doing butter. This is no tikkun. Because everything's garbage. I just don't want the carrot to go in my sink. I'm going to block out my sink. But man, there's no tikkun inside your fire on my side. Is there a tikkun or is there not a tikkun?
Okay. It's fine. You can't.
Svarim, very good shaykh. Svarim and Ashkenaz. Is that considered a mixture of two different things? Or maybe they're both Siddurim?
I think mine is different.
I think they're different because I think people don't match me.
Ashkenaz is not a Siddurim, so it's not Shaykh.
Wow. Okay. Oh, but Aitim, I think they're both different things. Wow. Well, alright, Rabbi Matthews over here would never even touch an Ashkenaz Siddur. Therefore, he's mapping on it. Therefore, Svarim and Ashkenaz, two different things. It could be more of a mockery. Unless the whole oilam is mamish makbid and you decide not to be, then you're called bottle daitel, it's a called odom. Oh, but if you're mamish not makbid and you don't care, bottle daitel means we don't care what you think. We go bottle the world. And if the world's looking at it as two different things, then it's two different things, yeah?
Yeah, so.
Not
too much.
I think either.
Either one. Then you're okay.
Whatever.
We're going to say green grapes and red grapes. Malacha.
Hello. What does that do for yourself?
Malacha.
Taste.
Depends on your taste.
It tastes different, no? Yeah. Basket tastes different. It's a different thing. That's what my point is. If you have a bowl of grapes, the red ones and the green ones, ask the government to take the one you don't want.
We don't like both of them.
I don't want it. You don't know. Wait, wait, wait.
the red one.
Why not?
Cast out a miser. Let me get a miser.
You have both things, not because you don't. Not because people do like one, don't like the other.
Spoiler, Rabbi Yisai, a chumash in the center, this is posher to different things, and therefore it's a problem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this leaves us now with the biggest shayla. Okay, another question, sorry. Ooh, what? Different flavored drinks. I think the oil is masking, right? Different flavored drinks, two different meanings. These different types of photos, this is two different meanings. Different cards, this is two meanings. Because anything that has a different thing than something else, it's considered two meanings. Let's get now to the biggest shayla in Hilchos Boira. Rabbi Zalman said, this is Spitz Boira. What is a taruvus? If you don't have a taruvus, a mixture, if you don't have a mixture, there is no boira. Therefore, the most important question that every single Jewish person has to ask before they do anything, and they lift up their hand on Shabbos, is this a mixture or is this not a mixture? If it's not a mixture, you do what you want. If it is a mixture, could be missing with that Tobin Chai Skila and we have to kill you. Therefore, it is so important for us to be good there. What does it mean to have a mixture? So let's go to the Poiskim. The Behetiv, for example, in the beginning of Shinya Tess, and Kach was Askomus and Loiva, Poiskim Noach, Shoko brings it down.
But that period of Machal Shabbos
all the time. Of course they are, 100%. The Chosheim says, the Chol HaTzayim is clear, if you don't know if a Shabbos call, you are Machal Shabbos. Of Kach said it, not me. Beginning of Chedik Gimel in
Now, deliberately.
No, today we're not discussing, we're showing this. Poshut don't learn that often. However, the Gemara says that Poshut, if they could have learned, they didn't learn, that's called a Bishayah. Right? They could have come to a Shay, they didn't come to a Shay, that's their responsibility. But they're getting in trouble for that. Okay, but so apart from you guys getting food and money, so then these guys are going to lose that also on Olam Haba. Okay, let's go back to it. So Ba'etzem, I'm also the reverse, it's Poshut is up, right? The Ramah says, Shin Lamed Dalet, Sip Chav Bo. That is our goal, that if God does any malacha, what's the halacha? You don't have an off from it. And not only you don't have an off from it, you have to fast 40 days. 40 days every Monday and Thursday, not eat meat, not eat wine. It's like, I'm the true, it's often Ramah. If you do pray on Shabbos.
Just
pray. Now, my voice, let me tell you something. This afternoon, I came back from yeshiva in the morning, and I went to the Bismedrash, and as soon as I walked in, I heard, psst, get here right now. They had a whole discussion going over there. Boira b'svarim. The guy said to me, he has a big tie on the shul, because the shul, every Friday night, they sent the guy around to go collect the svarim and put it back on the shul for the next morning. He said, it's a minatayim. He said, where's the head? Where's the minyan? I said, first of all, hold on a minute, hold your horses. Where's the taruvus? Where's the mixture? So let's go now and see. Let's see what the place is going to say. What's called the mixture? Again, Rabbi, this is the most important question of all of this boy put together. Is it a mixture or not?
Why is one bar such a big,
Every melacha is. The answer is this one is the most practical because we do it all the time. That's the answer. Every melacha is exactly the same. Just this one is more practical because it applies much, much, much more to us. I think as well as what's up, more than drop on this.
So you take a food out of a plate where it's a mixture.
Right? Oh, this is a good challenge. Is that considered a mixture? Food on a plate, my boy, say. Silverware on a plate, bottles on the table, so many shyness. Is it a mixture or not a mixture? So the person, okay, what's a tovus? Tovus means like this. If something is looked upon as one unit, dahinu, there are different pieces, different chalokim, different items, and each one is slightly obscuring the other one, which means I cannot fully look at each one separately, equals mixture, equals misa, because that's going to be boiler. For example, when you have a whole pot in your hand, a whole thing of cut up silverware, knives and forks, you don't see exactly the knife exactly, but each one's obscuring the other one. If, for example, these burners over here, is that a mixture of burners? I don't know why. One, two, so each one is by itself, but it's shackled to the other one. Mashaikh would have a whole bag of these potatoes over here, so I'm not a potato's mokes for another reason. Oh, but Etzem, it's a mixture, why? Because it's all in one thing. Mashaikh, these benches, for example.
Forget
that's one minute. Let's say it would be an orange and apple, and that's such a massive amount of smoke. So anyway, I said, anyway, Poshut. Oh, but Etzem, for example, here. All the stems are going to be mixed. Are you telling me all the stems are going to be mokesa? Are going to be boiled? I don't know why. Because they're not mixed. That's not the point. They're not mixed. They're not mixed. There's no problem. So Rabbi
says, like my real biscuits. Nothing was mixed then, because you can see each thing by itself.
Oh, but Etzem, it's not true, because when you open up a fridge, go over the door upstairs, and open the yeshiva fridge, I do it every morning, I open it up, you've no idea what's going on over there, shimmy rat, what's going on over there, what does it mean, there's one big mixture, there we go, Shabbos, if I want to take out something, it's got to be me ass,
you got me up into something that's taken to the Masha ain't cake. You walk into somebody else's freezer, and he's got everything stacked up beautifully. Or the door of the fridge, right? You open the door of the fridge, you got your Coke, you got your beer, and you got your Sprites. Is that a mixture? I don't know, why not? Because they're not looked upon as one thing. There's nothing obscuring the other. This, Rabbi Yisrael, is the most important weapon of all of the Mitzvah. Because now you know what the Terumah is, you know what the Terumah is, and maybe you can pass the Shayin up his there, but both of them must continue tomorrow.